What's up, everybody? This is Zach. I'm back with Justin for another Breach of the Week. What's up, Justin?
What's happening?
So, we're, what is it like, everything is, comes around again? What's the saying, like, what's old is new?
Yeah, it's like the bell bottoms are coming back.
Right, yeah, this is, here. So the bell bottoms of the internet, QR codes, are suddenly in vogue again. And, so we're talking about, this is not a specific breach. This is actually a article discussing, numerous, breaches that have occurred, in recent times directly connected to the QR code. For those of you who don't know what a QR code is, it's essentially, I believe it's something that was borrowed from the, delivery, system, right? I think it was like something that came from, I want to say the origin of the QR code actually came from like UPS or FedEx or something. It was a way to like track packages. So it's a whole bunch of data in this, you know, small graphic. It's the square graphic, you know, it's got, it looks like computerized, I don't know, just a mess of computerized looking things in this little square.
Yeah, it's like a digitized grouping of squares that form like a larger square that can be scanned by an electronic device.
And it can store a shocking amount of information. We actually use these. I'm on the state urban search and rescue team, and we've got our IDs have them on there. And by scanning it, I can get all the person's training records, all of this stuff built into it. Of course, the more you load it up, the tinier the squares get and the more of a pain in the ass it is to actually scan it. But, yeah. They're really, really effective, but they're most often used like for sort of general use, to direct people to like websites or apps. And so, because it went away, you know, in the past you had to use like a special app to download it. Like you'd have to have like a QR reader. And they were really cool when it first came out. Everyone thought it was really neat. Like you could go on walking tours and scan things and it would play videos telling you about like, you know, the historical site you were at. And then it sort of dropped off. I think specifically because people had to use special apps. Not everyone had them, you know, smartphones at this point were still like the cameras were not great. But obviously cameras have gotten much better and now it's essentially native to most, like I think iOS and all the new Android system. If you're using any of the camera apps, like the ones that are come with the actual system, you know, you can scan it and it automatically will direct you where it needs
and
to.
And it does it automatically. If right. Your camera's up and you just kind of like glance over a QR code, it's going to pick it up and recognize it, which is,
yeah.
Pretty interesting. I mean,
yeah. And
and when we look at the market, I mean, I think one of the big differences now between last time too, is there's this like mass commoditization of QR codes. I mean,
yes.
Venmo uses it. If you're trying to find someone's profile or like Twitter,
yeah, LinkedIn or uses it.
Yeah. Yeah. They all do. So it's,
WhatsApp.
I think a lot of people are just getting used to, you know, navigating QR codes. And I will say even myself, like, I mean, I was had my phone up and I don't know if it's like taking a picture of something. It was maybe my kids and there was like a QR code in the background and my phone like recognized it. It had like the yellow square that was trying to like focus in on it, which is,
and they're handy. Like it is awesome. Yeah. Like it's a great system. Like it's brilliant that it works that way. At conferences, especially like if you've ever been to like a huge conference, I mean, they are freaking everywhere. Like you can't turn right around without coming across them and they're using them like, you know, in many cases, your ID at the conference has a QR code that's got your contact information. So, you know, the idea is that you walk up to a vendor and rather than having to exchange business cards or whatever, they take a quick scan of your badge. And now they've got your information so they can send you follow-up information, which is, it is really convenient, but it also means as you're walking around, if some scumbag wants to, they just snap pictures of everyone's, you know, IDs, they have your name, your email address, and potentially, you know, where you're going to be in the conference. Cause sometimes it's got your conference information in there. I mean, there's a lot of easy things that you can steal from it. The other thing that's happening now,
if it was me, I'd just walk around and record them. Just turn on my video recorder.
Right. And just go back later.
Yeah. Just go back later. Cause what's interesting is that if you have two devices, you can take the picture of the QR code, save it for later.
Right. And then
you can read it in with another device and it works perfect.
And one of the things that they also...
Don't ask me how I know that.
Dude, when you guys talk about going to DEF CON and these like conferences, I'm like, why would you... Like, I wouldn't bring a single piece of electronic equipment. I would shed my wallet of everything but cash and like check to make sure that I had nothing on me that was like, you know, I'd wear gloves so you couldn't get my biometrics, wear glasses all the time. That entire... Like people just walk into DEF CON. I'm like, what are you, nuts? Like everything is going to be stolen from you while you're there.
Yeah. Cloth only in the conference.
Exactly. So basically like the other thing that is probably driving this more recently is the fact that like which I think is awesome. With the COVID lockdowns and the sudden, you know, push for delivery and point of sale purchases, like using contactless purchasing, that, you know, it's going to become more and more prevalent because a lot of these payment apps, you can use a QR code or other sort of like visual code to sort of, you know, driver or the point of sale station, you scan it, you're good to go.
I mean, I've seen more of them too for everybody's trying to push the contactless payment.
Yeah.
Through like your phone, like if you go to like a CVS or whatever, you can scan a QR code and just pay right there. So you're not having to touch anything, but it's kind of interesting when you roll it forward. It's like, is the QR code becoming the next like credit card skimmer, right? Like we're like in years past, like everybody's been kind of like on alert about credit card skimmers at like ATMs or gas stations. But now in 2021, is the new card skimmer going to be the QR code?
Right. And I mean, with near field communications, all of your cards that are in your wallet, you know, someone walks by, you know, it's encrypted. I don't think it's that easy to get. I could be talking out of my ass here, by the way. I want to say it was something like that. It was either 128 or, I mean, like that's standard on like most encryption at this point. Like 256 bit is like what you should be shooting for in a lot of things. So we'll pretend that that's what it is. And so when you've got your, and I think AES, I'm getting my brain mixed up with like communication stuff. I think that's the P25 encryption.
Don't
I'll edit all this out. Cause this is just geek talk.
Don't overthink it. You're good. Just keep it going.
So high level encryption, but again, if you could just go around all day and just scan cards and cell phones, like you said, contactless payment, my phone, you know, I use it all the time for Google Pay. It's awesome. Like I'm an idiot. I forget my wallet places. And again, with everything going on, like I don't really want to touch a pay station if I don't have to. And if I can do that through Google Pay, why not? You've got, you know, QR codes, near field communication, NFC, which is what you'll probably see on your phone if you're looking at it. It's just basically an antenna or a broadcaster. This stuff's everywhere. And like you said, I mean, I was thinking, you know, as you're talking about, you know, you could videotape it. Think of like the giant group photos that they take at some of those conferences, you know, like you have your little cohort of whatever specialty, you get everyone together for, hey, you know, we haven't seen each other in a year. Let's get a group picture together. And then they post it on Facebook and then you don't even have to go to the conference. You just sit there and scan it from afar. Yeah. So
thanks for shopping.
Yeah. It's this entire job just makes me stressed out. Everything is, we're just constantly under threat and everything's vulnerable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're in an industry now where people just constantly try to break shit all the time.
They sure do. And they've got all the time in the world to do it.
I'm like, for fuck's sake, like stop touching stuff, stop breaking things. Like, let's just be normal for a little while. Not too long. Cause it gets boring, but
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Well, you know, I mean, we've got infinitely creative people fighting infinitely creative people. Like that's all you do. Like computer programming. I mean, you know, you're just sitting there tweaking little bits of code to make it better and better. And so, you know, there's always, you can't keep up with it. If someone puts a dash in place of something else, that's how I used to just destroy all of my programming was I'd put some sort of punctuation somewhere that didn't belong. And then would try to, I don't know if you remember that some of the old, compilers, if you ran the code, it would save over the file if you didn't save it separately. Mm-hmm. And I nuked a project that I spent a solid 20 hours on. and I could not for the life of me figure out where I made the change, and it was just gone. I should have backed it up. That was my own fault, but
yeah, well, that was hard lesson learned. I'm sure you probably didn't do that again.
No. And in fact, I'll be honest. I think the second round that I made it in about half the time, and it was twice as good as the previous one. So,
yeah. And I would imagine, Zach, that lesson was probably learned a little bit quicker than the same one where you cut the electrical cord on your saw.
Oh no, I obviously did that multiple times. We talked about it. I cut through that, but that only took like a couple minutes to fix. So it was less impactful. I think I literally like choked up when I wiped that other one, the 20 hours of work down the tubes. I was like, oh, this sucks. Yeah. I may have been, on the verge of not doing well in that class as well. So it was sort of like a culmination of problems.
Yeah.
And that was why my computer programming world was, it was a short-lived computer programming life. Cool. All right. Well, that's what we got. We'll be back next week with some more interesting stuff. We're going to talk 5G at some point. We got some more 5G information. As well as, yeah. And COVID, obviously I talked about it specifically last week, I think it was, or 2 weeks ago. But COVID-19 is creating, it's just ripe playground for bad guys because everyone is trying to get good information. They'll click on anything that sounds like a good link. So awesome. Well, thanks, Justin.
Yep. Later, dude.
See you. Bye. As always, remember to like, share, subscribe, tell your friends, email us at pwned@newharborsecurity.com. If you've got ideas, thoughts, want to be on it, etc. And we will talk to you next week.